Okay. Good evening, everyone, and welcome. This is a special meeting of the Pacifica National Board Finance Committee. It is Wednesday, September 5th, and we are at 5:40 Pacific and 8:40 Eastern Time. My name is Tracy Rosenberg. I'm a listener rep from KPFA and the chair of the committee. We're going to start out by calling the roll. Our secretary is R. Paul Martin from WBAI. R. Paul?
Okay, give me 1 second here. There are things going on. Computer.
Yeah.
1 second.
Okay.
Yes, this really will only take 1 second. I've pretty much done it. Okay. I've had an interesting adventure the past couple of days. All right. Ken Aaron.
Here.
Jim Boyd.
Here.
Bill Crozier.
Here.
Marcus Jeter. Campbell Johnson. Kim Kaufman.
Here. Here.
R. Paul Martin. Here. Tracy Rosenberg.
Here.
Alex Steinberg. Barbara Whipperman.
Here.
LeVon Williams. All right, we have 7. That's a quorum.
Okay, it's Summer Reese with us. I don't know what you call it, ex post facto. I think she said she would be, so. Okay, not yet. Okay, and Alex called. I don't know if he's going to make it or not, but I suspect he was probably calling to say that he was late for the record. I haven't heard from either of the DC reps. Okay, so the agenda for this meeting, since it is a special meeting, is set in advance, and it is part 2 of the KPFA proposed budget review. The only other item of business we would attend to is approving any minutes, if there are any. As of about a half an hour ago, there were not any updated minutes. Has that changed, R. Paul?
No, that'll all get done this weekend. Unless
fair enough.
Go bad again.
Yes, and just to reiterate the NFC schedule, we met last night. We are meeting tonight. We will have another special meeting on Monday on the 10th, and then our normally scheduled meeting on the 11th of September. So we're having the better part of 4 meetings in 2 weeks, and we're halfway through. So with that, I think we're pretty much ready to embark on part 2 of the KPFA budget. Just so I understand clearly, the documents that were sent, are they a revision to the budget document we examined last week, or are they simply in the nature of supplementary information?
Both. On the assumptions page, I did change it to 94% flat 94 because I had the math wrong there on that percentage. So KPFA is 94%, Fresno is 6%, LA is 6%. So
Right, that was 94.7. Okay, that's a small adjustment.
Yeah. And then
anything else?
I did go ahead and completely take out all grants. I do agree, you know, we don't have anything going right now, with the exception of, I've got, I don't know, for those of you who have come in late or didn't hear, Roger Marquis is on the line and he is going to talk a little bit about, I know everybody has questions or concerns regarding computer maintenance and web and so on. So he has very nicely agreed to be on the line here. And he does have some grants that he is trying to get, so I'll let him speak to those. And I think that's about it in terms of changes. We do have Phil Osagueda here as well, who's also going to speak about our fund drives and fundraising in general, because he's our...
Okay, Maria, thank you. I will get to all of that. I was just asking. Thank you for the information.
Excuse me, this is Summer. I just wanted to let you know I'm on the call. Thank you.
Oh, good.
This is Alex. I just joined the call.
Okay, R. Paul, can you record that Summer Reese is with us?
Alex Steinberg is with us.
And could I get the spelling of Maria's last name?
N-E-G-R-E-T. Okay, so,
okay.
Yeah, what else do you need to know?
Position?
Maria is the business manager at KPFA.
Right, okay.
Okay, good. So in terms of structure, we already sort of went through the basic presentations regarding the budget. The changes are fairly in line with items that were discussed last week, and everyone on the call was present for that discussion last week. So I don't think we need any additional presentations. I think what we do need is to deal with some questions and answers. So I think the way that we're going to structure this, since it's a part two review, and we will do the same thing with KPFK on the 10th, apart from, you know, any changes to the base documents that we're working with, is I think we'll probably go straight to Q&A. And as usual, what we try to do with Q&A as a group is deal with sort of factual number questions first and then move into comments and then move into next steps or action items. So we'll try to use that sort of frame structure going forward. So let's start with questions and answers. Obviously, there's some content regarding the web maintenance stuff that we know that we want to address. I think there's also some things regarding the timing of fund drives and also something about GoalBusters vis-a-vis donations. Those are some of the issues that were on the table, and there may be others, and that's up to the group. So at this point, I'll take a stack for questions. If you want to direct your question to a particular person, say so. If you're directing your question to whoever you feel has the answer, then go ahead and do so. But again, if you would like your answer from a particular individual on the call, that would probably be helpful to address your question. And we have on the call present, as I understand it, the general manager, the business manager, the LSB treasurer, the subscriptions manager, and the technical contractor who was a vendor to KPFA and Pacifica for computer services.
Can I ask
your choices of recipients for your question? Yes, Barbara.
No, it's Maria. I'm sorry. I was just going to say Roger does have a limited amount of time, so I was hoping that we might be able to handle the IT questions sooner than later.
What time do you have to be off the call, Roger?
I don't have a set time that I have to be off the call. How long do you guys usually go?
Well, we usually go for a couple of hours, but my guess, since we're going right to questions and answers, is that we should be able to address your part of it in less than 30 minutes, is my guess.
Okay.
So are you good for about 30 minutes?
Yeah, oh, definitely.
Okay, then I think we'll be fine, because I know that's one of the questions on the table, and I don't doubt that it's going to get asked. So I don't think we should have a problem with that. And we'll try as much as possible to let you know, that we're done and you know, and we don't think we'll have anything further for you, so you can take off.
And so the same thing goes, because I know it's in position to be on the call. So
Tracy, you fade in and out.
Well, sometimes cell phones work like that, Barbara, and we have to deal with it as best we can. What I am trying to say is that I'm sure these questions will come up quite soon, and for people to keep in mind that both Phil and Roger are staff, and to the extent possible, since they're visiting with us, if we can direct our questions to them as quickly as possible and get a sense of, you know, when they can take off, I'm sure that they would appreciate that, and we'll try to pay attention to that. So at this point, I'll take a stack for questions.
Jim.
Okay, Jim is first. Who else have we got? All right, well, everybody else, form your questions. Jim, the floor is yours.
Yeah, I have two general areas connected to revenue. Last time we talked about revenue that came in from a number of bequests that were kind of one-shot deals. And my first question is that in the major donor donation sections where those bequests had come in 2012?
We had one bequest that came in 2012, and yes, it is in the major donor.
Okay. That seems rather robust assumptions to go from a budget doubling the budget and major donor, and then same thing looking at if you got one major bequest, major donor, and you're combining major donor and donation over 1,000, that adding those two together seems extremely optimistic when combined with listener support, which seems to be extremely optimistic. Is there, outside of hoping that there may be more wills out there with your station in it, is there any other reason why you think those three categories will have that almost a $250,000 increase this year?
It's not a $250,000 increase. It's a $70,000 increase. To make it a little easier, at least hoping to make it easier, if you look at lines 11 through 15, I have added, let me just back up just a second. In terms of major donations, over 1,000 and under, and then regular donations under 1,000 and what comes in through the web as donations, we have, be that we don't have a development director, as I stated last week, be that we don't have a development director, there's nothing to, nobody to tell me what to expect. On column R, we have received funds and expect in the two projected months, 361, and I am budgeting 432, so that's a $70,000 increase. As we stated last week, you know, we are expecting to contract with Goalbusters, and this was all done in collaboration with Bill and Chris and Andrew. So that's my little spiel, and then I'll go ahead and ask Phil to maybe speak on it if you don't mind.
Okay, I'm kind of but you're saying basically that you're guessing at this because you don't have a professional that can give you guidance.
May I?
That's what you're saying as far as...
Something. He's asking you to look
director.
At line 15 because she's looking at the total of these all together. And the increase is then only 70,000, whereas you're looking at individual lines and saying, why is this one doubled? And I guess the business, you know, the fact that it's easier to make some kind of a guess by totaling these three categories together and just arriving at, you know, something simpler as an increase, the 70,000.
Okay, Jim,
items, and they all went up.
If I could just make a brief procedural thing, to the extent possible, let's try to direct questions to particular individuals so we're not getting four different answers to the same question.
Okay, I know. So what you're saying, somehow this ends up netting out that there's no in, there's only $70,000 increase in 8 through 16. If we added all that up,
no, lines 11 through 15,
14.
I'm looking at the whole shot. I'm looking at revenue.
I'm sorry. I thought you said major donors and such.
Yeah, that was one aspect to it, but then there's also revenue that's gone up about $200,000. And so looking at all those, I'm looking at all those items, and everything's up. And I don't understand that.
Sorry, I don't see where you're seeing the $200,000. But regardless, on line eight for listener support, it's gone up $122,800. And right now we do have extra fund drive days in there, but we're hoping to be able to reduce those. I don't see 200,000. I'm seeing an increase of 150.
We lost somebody.
Well, we gained an echo, so all's not lost.
Okay. Jim, I think you should continue. I don't think we lost everybody. We lost the person who was speaking.
Okay. Well, I guess I'm I'm just adding up the numbers in my head, and I see a lot of increases in the revenue all the way down the board. And I think when we were here before, there was a real question about that, about the bequest. And which apparently was two bequests, and there was questions about what it was going to, and parts of it went someplace and not someplace else. And I'm just wondering, maybe things are better out there in L.A. than some other places, but it seems...
It's L.A.
It seems Berkeley. It seems a little robust, some of these revenue figures.
Jim, last week I believe you were not able to join us earlier on in the meeting. Is that correct?
No, that's not correct.
Jim
was there for the duration of the meeting.
Oh, I thought it was Jim. I knew somebody had come in later. Anyway, I'm sorry. Never mind. Well, again, we have made some program changes. We've made a fantastic summer drive. And we did well in the last week of our spring drive. And we do expect that we are going to continue to do just as well. I would like to turn this over to Phil Acegueda, who knows the fund drives very, very well. So if you don't mind, I'm going to bring him in on this conversation.
I actually do mind, because what we're discussing is the major donor line, it seems to me.
Well, no, he asked for everything all together. He even asked for listener support.
Okay.
And Jim, do you feel that that's the answer? Is that a question you would like to hear more about, or do you have follow-up on the major donor line?
I don't really need that much detail. If you're saying that you're going to make substantial changes to programming so that you're going to get more money through listener support, that's all the answer I need. I don't need to know what you're going to do, because I wouldn't understand it anyhow.
Yes, we do. We really do feel strongly
Kim,
we're going
to
do better.
That's all
okay.
I have to say. All I have to
okay, so you're done, Jim. So
yeah.
At this
I know.
Point in time, I have Kim for the stack. Is there anyone else who would like to be on the stack? Okay, we'll go to Kim.
Kim will go to the stack.
Okay, you'll be after Kim.
Okay, let me just get this straight. You're increasing your listener support by over $100,000 for next year, correct? Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Now, how many fund drive days are you adding next year?
From this current year?
Well, let's start with this year. How many did you add this year?
In 2012?
Yes.
I don't know that we added any fund drive days this year.
What was your total of drive days this year?
Well, we budgeted for 79.
You budgeted for 79, and you came out...
90-something. I believe it's 92.
The approved budget for 2012 was 79.
Right, and, you know, at September 30th, the amount of days will be what?
90-something, I believe.
Correct, Maria, or the subscriptions person?
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm trying to figure out what you're asking. We budgeted 79. We will be adding we're adding 7 days onto the 79.
So that's 86.
86 days. Okay, so we're at 86 days.
And did you say you're in the middle of the drive?
No.
Oh.
We're starting our fall fund drive on September 24th.
Well, we'll deal with that later. So September 24th, so that will be an additional 6 days.
Seven days.
So that's 93?
No, 86.
No, you already added seven.
Let me get the documents open, and I will clarify that question. It's in the assumptions tab, and I believe it is over 90 days. But let me get the documents open, and I will clarify
days
that.
90 days or 90 days on September 30th?
Well, I count 80, What did I
79
say? 79
plus 7.
86 days as of September 30th.
Hold on. I believe that's not right. Okay, so here we are at... Okay, so we have an XLS file. Download.
So, Maria, while Tracy's doing that, how many days are you is in your budget for next year?
89.
You're starting at 89. What is your daily total?
It's in the assumptions page that was sent to you.
Okay, I'm not looking at it. Do you know that number?
It all depends on what fund drive. We have daily totals of 28,000, 29,700, 31,000, 31,000, 30,004, and 28,000.
So it's about an average of 29, is that?
Yes.
Okay.
Just to clarify, the days that were added primarily to KPFA's fund drives were added for the 2011 fiscal year, and they were 2011-2012, the one that we're in the middle of, and they were added primarily in December in order to do fundraising in December, and they were added largely to mitigate the layoffs coming out of the December fiscal year and that loss of approximately $585,000 that was issued that year. There were $375,000 worth of layoffs that were implemented and $210,000 in additional revenue anticipated largely from the December fund drive.
I think you're
Maria, could you not interrupt me? Thank you. I believe that those fund drive days have pretty much held consistently through this fiscal year, and I do not believe they're significantly increased in the coming fiscal year. But that is the origination of when the fund drive days were added. They were added in the 2011 budget,
well, she's 2011-2012. She's saying they're adding 7 days this year.
Okay. Then that's an additional condition. That was not there before.
Right. Yeah, that's what I'm trying to decipher. So
right.
I'm getting, for 89 days for next year, times 29,000 average, I'm getting 2.581, not 2.646 or 2.647. So that's a little bit of a difference there.
I'm sorry. What number are you looking at that you're saying the 2.4 or whatever?
You're planning 89 days for next year.
Yes.
You're averaging about 29,000 per day. Never mind. Okay. No, 2.4 is this year. Okay, so what are you estimating for this year?
For what?
2.4. What is your total now?
I'm sorry, I'm lost as to what you're asking for.
What is your total as of July 30th?
Oh, we're talking, I don't have July 30th, I have the projected... I have actual 10
what
months.
What was your last hard total for listener revenue? The end of July?
One moment, please. Steve, that was 2.2.
2.2 what?
I'm sorry?
2.2 million.
Well, there are probably a few numbers after that, but we'll go. Okay, so 2.2,
and you've got a net probably of about 250, 260 coming out of the August fund drive.
Okay. Okay. Okay, so, well, three.
Okay, so let's get this open. Okay, well, Ken, do you want to keep the floor, or... Okay, because we can go to Ken and come back to you.
Okay, sorry. I have one more question about web expenses for $31,200. Our expenses at KPFK are $800 a month. What's the difference here?
You have a web person there, a webmaster?
Yes.
Okay. We do not. Your webmaster gets paid through your salaries.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
And we have Roger, who is our IT expert contractor.
Right. And part of what we're trying to ascertain is how much of your budget for website expenses is reimbursable to Roger, approximately.
Okay. You requested a detail, which I also sent. And it's all of the detail in website expense is in the last column of that details attachment.
Okay. Can you summarize how much of that is compensation for the website person that we don't have? Because
yeah.
We do have, of course, a half-time webmaster, and we do have some technical staff as well. So can you summarize what that document says for the stream? We were combining the computer maintenance, the general maintenance, and the website at about $110,000. We're trying to break out how much of that was supplies to repair things and how much of that was compensation. So can you summarize
that? In fiscal year 2011, our website expense reimbursed to Robo Systems, which is Rogers' company, was $51,800.
Okay.
In 2012, to date, is $26,600.
Okay, and does that include the chunk that comes out of computer maintenance and maintenance and repair? So is that in its entirety, or is that
just
a partial?
Roger doesn't really do computer maintenance per se. He is more of a higher tech person. And
yeah, if I could
can I let Roger speak, please?
Just one thing, the hardware that goes through Roble Systems contract, it probably amounts to less than $400 a year. So most all of that is labor for myself and the various subcontractors. And it is quite a bit less than the expense to KPFA when I wasn't an employee.
You know, I just like to say, you know, I know a little bit something about having, you know, contractors hidden in line items. And I pretty know that you can pretty much get a hard figure about this is how much this person received this year. I'm not seeing anything clear. This detail thing is like, what is this? This, you know,
I was asked to give it
$400, which was, you know, we're real. I don't think.
No, Alex, on the back.
I don't understand what this is.
Hold on a second, guys. I think part of the problem is that we're jumping from one thing to the other, which is difficult. I was kind of hoping we would be a little more focused on one subject in our questions and answers. And I do have Ken and Alex on the stack. I'd like to get to the assumptions item. So let's see if we can get that settled, and then we'll kind of go back to the web stuff.
Yeah, okay. I just want to say that these details, like, why are we really looking at fence repair? I mean,
People asked about that.
I was asked for this detail.
All right. Okay, we'll come back.
Okay, yeah, I mean, this level of a bit of a summary would have been helpful, but I will work through all of this data. I'm getting the budget open to take a look at the assumptions. We'll be open in a second.
Yeah, and when you get back, this is Bill. I was going to talk about the computer and web and IT stuff.
Okay. Yeah, let's hold on just a second. It might be better just to sort of settle what the papers say. While we're talking about the assumptions, I think we've pretty much covered what was going on with the donor stuff. We were talking a little bit about the assumptions for listener revenue, and I'm going to clarify the fund drive day scenario. Summer, you were supposed to be working a bit on the start and stop and the proposal to start the fall fund drive in the previous fiscal year and do the same thing at the end of the year. Have you made any progress on that? Because I think that's related to what listener support number we're going to end up with at the end.
We have not yet harmonized those, but I'm going to have another meeting tomorrow, so I'm sorry it's not done for tonight's meeting to help Elizabeth.
Oh, shoot. Okay, so that does clarify that.
Does Andrew want to discuss it at all? Can we be persuasive on this matter here or
I
not?
I think it might be good to discuss it a bit before moving the stack and getting into the website stuff. It's only 6:10, so we've got a little bit of time. So let's give it about 5 or 10 minutes and talk about that. So I've got the stack. We'll hold it, and we'll go right back to the website stuff as soon as we're done. But let's take a stack specifically on talking about the harmonizing of the fund drives, because there's two issues that seem to be in play. One is the impact on KPFK, which is real. And the second involves the sort of the accounting issue where we're sort of shoveling money in and out of fiscal years and the impact that's having. We stopped doing it in 2011, and now we're proposing starting to do it again. So let me take a stack on that. I hear Kim. Is there anyone else who wants to talk about that part of it? Barbara's on the stack. Is there anyone else?
Andrew.
Who was that?
Andrew,
okay.
Ken.
Anybody else?
Ken.
And Ken. Okay, let's go to Ken first.
Well, I don't know where you're at with this, Andrew, but, you know, it's an issue for KPFK that, listening to your fund drives on our radio makes it sound like we have double the fund drive days. Is there any way we can get you to move it into October?
Well, I mean, from our point of view, that's a problem that KPFK has, that they could do these. There's a couple of things they could do. One, they could preempt the program. It's only for five days. They could preempt the program, and that would solve the problem there. They couldn't preempt the news, however. That's a whole other situation, of course. From our point of view, as we said last week, the reason behind this is because this year's an election year. We're trying to leave some space for us to lead into the elections without fundraising so that we can build our audience into that time of year, to November. And so we changed the dates. It's also because of the number of fund drive days we have, we're trying to leave a decent amount of space in drive. So that's how that decision was made. Phil may like to jump in here, too, because he was integral to making this decision.
Well, let me just get some clarity. What are the start end dates of this drive?
From the 24th of September to the 19th of October.
And then there's also a proposal at the end of the year to start on September 23rd and bring 8 days of income from the 2014 fiscal year back in, because otherwise, of course, you take a hit.
Right.
Yeah.
So that, of course, you know, pushes the next fiscal year, and it sort of requires you to keep on doing it.
Right. And how much of this decision is based on trying to get your listener revenue up in fiscal 2012?
None of it. It's not about that. It's about trying to make the air sound clean as we go into the elections rather than pitching into the elections to have a clear shot at the elections. That's really why the decision was made.
And what's the total days? I can't do the math here.
No, I've got it in front of me. The assumptions are open. We're basically kicking 7 days into September 2012, and we are pulling 8 days, so we're actually amplifying our revenue out of October 2014 and putting them into September 2013.
No, I understand, but for this one, I'm getting six times 25
days. It's a 26-day drive. 26
days, okay.
And shortening it might be something to look at.
Yeah, that's one way of, our drive for October is scheduled for 21 days.
Well, let's...
Phil wants to be on the stack.
Yeah, I'd like to invite Phil in. He's been doing this for years. He has the historical memory on this, and maybe he could be helpful. May I speak?
Him?
Or do
sure.
Stack?
Go ahead.
Okay, great. Thank you. We really, as we all know, our listeners rely on us for a point of view that they're not hearing in any other media outlet. That's why we really didn't want to do short shrift to our election coverage. We also have LSB elections that we are going to be on our air as well. So that's why we've moved the days up forward, because we really need for our, as Andrew said, this election years, especially national election years, are a time when we build and grow our audience.
Right.
And
okay.
We need to have the programming
that
will facilitate that exercise.
Okay. You know what our local NPR station did? They fundraised this last winter, so they're not going to have any fund drive on air this fall. That's how much they care about the election.
Well, they also take underwriting.
I understand that, but they still planned ahead, and if you want to care about our audience, about their need to get election coverage from us, then we shorten the fund drive days. Okay, there are two different ways of looking at this about how much we actually care about our audience. Thank you.
I could add.
Okay. Hold on one sec. I just want to know who else is on the stack on this item, and I am going to put myself on the stack. Is there anybody else besides Kim? I think I heard Ken. Did I? No? Is there anybody else on the stack?
Well, I was.
Yes, you're Ken.
Okay, Ken is on the stack. What was that on the other side? Barbara's on the stack. Okay, I'm putting myself on the stack. Phil wanted to say something, so we'll go to you, Phil.
Yeah, just want to finish it off as I was saying. Even though we have this drive scheduled to go until the 19th, we don't anticipate that it's going to need to go that far. That was just in the books. What our goal is, based upon our proven average number of daily polls, we anticipate being able to end this drive probably on the 17th, Wednesday, perhaps even as early as the 16th, Tuesday. These numbers of dates in the budget are here just as a worst-case scenario. We don't anticipate, based upon the last year's average daily total, especially in summer and the end of spring this year, we don't anticipate needing to go this long. So that's finishing my comment.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and go to Ken, and then to Barbara, and then to myself. Ken, go ahead.
Hello. By the way, I think I heard Bill ask me on the queue. My question is, are we talking about the overlapping part, or are we back to IG?
No, we are staying on the overlapping part. We are leaving afterwards, and we need to probably put an end to this fairly soon. Overlap.
Very good. Okay, overlap. I guess this would be directed to Andrew, without any, just Andrew. What's the potential of having Mitch Jesuit just record his regular show and before the show record some pictures that are relevant? That should take him an extra half hour at the most each day. And then insert those pictures in your broadcast, allowing us to play the show without the pitching. Why not do the fun drive pitching outside of the broadcast hour?
My point of view, I think that's a cart before the horse. I think it's, look, I mean, It seems to be problematic when each of the stations, what you're asking is for to coordinate fundraising now, which is something new. I think it may not be a bad idea, but I think it probably is, because each of our stations has different needs and different things happening in our broadcast area.
Can I interrupt the session?
You're pitching relative to the amount of pledges you're getting. It's a real-time exercise, and I would not recommend doing a pre-recorded pitch. I would say it's possible that Mitch may be able to do an entirely separate replayer program, or as I suggested earlier, perhaps preempt Mitch on those 5 days and run something else.
We would preempt and run something else. So
the
issue is you want Mitch to be doing live pitching related to how things are going and so forth. The other thing on it was, I really don't understand this. If you're delivering premiums during the time you're pitching and somebody from L.A. subscribes and asks for one of those thank you gifts, how do you get that to the person? Who delivers it and who pays for it?
We don't do that. We forward all of the information to KPFK and they deal with it. We pay more KPFK premiums.
How does KPFK get the premium that you're offering?
This is Phil, if I may elaborate. If the premium you're talking about is a premium that has been produced in-house here at KPFA, I will send a master copy of a CD or a DVD to the KPFK staff, and I gather what they do is they have the PRA folks do the duplicating of that particular premium. If it's a premium that is generally available commercially or through any number of sources that they may have or that we have, I just forward the contact information about individual premiums to the staff at KPFK, and then they go through an order and do whatever their in-house process is for ordering premiums. We literally separate out the pledges that are LA pledges based upon an agreed-upon zip code range, and we literally send the pledge cards within the KPFK signal area to the staff there, and they do the billing and everything. It never touches our books, never touches our donor database. Period.
Right.
One follow-up. Just one follow-up.
All right.
If a person from Los Angeles dials into your website, you're not filtering that, are you?
That's correct.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank
so, I guess we kind of need to wrap this up fairly soon and move on to the IT questions and the other questions in the budget. Barbara was on the stack, and I have a couple of observations to be made. Is there anyone else who wants to talk about fund drive coordination and this September-October stuff? Last call.
You have Summer on the stack?
Okay. All right, so we'll go Barbara, then me, then Summer, then we're going to close this and move on. Okay, Barbara.
Well, my suggestion at this point, I agree with some of the other things that Andrew and Phil have been saying, but I just wanted to put an idea out there that might be a way to deal with the fundraising that's happening in the evening news during the times in this overlap where you guys are not happy with the fact that the fundraising has started, but your formal fundraising period hasn't begun. And so I know what our news people are doing, and they are giving very short little breaks. I think it would be very hard to make any kind of recordings that you could put in for your station or, you know, some other kind of a PSA or something. It would take a tremendous amount of staff coordination I just don't think anybody's got. And my suggestion, and this would, of course, have to be handled by the news people, when they break in and say, okay, we're not going to talk to you for very long, and here's the number. We know you want to hear the news. That's the kind of break they take. I think it might be easy to add a couple sentences that says, this is a joint news with Northern and Southern California, and KPFK has not started their fundraising yet. We'll take pledges and forward them, anybody who calls in. But just to let you know, KPFK's fund drive starts Monday. You know, just, I don't know if the news people would be happy about this suggestion, but it seems to me it would be a way to maintain this white news, which I know some people have talked about doing away with. As a native Californian who's born and raised in Southern California,
I think we're at
in Northern California, I like to hear the whole state's news.
Okay. Barbara, I think we're getting a little off track here, but okay. Ken, are you done? Can I go to myself in the stack?
Yes.
Okay. A couple of observations about how this is all playing out that I'd like to make. The first is if you take a look at the assumption spreadsheet, you will see that we are punting $198,000 worth of income, or 7 days at a certain rate, back into 2012, but if you go to the end of the year, September 2013, we're bringing back in from the 2014 year, from the fund drive, from the fall fund drive that would end the year, 8 days worth of income, or $226,000. So we've got $28,000 or $30,000 that we are basically removing from the next fiscal year and bringing into this fiscal year. So we're not doing an even in one side and out the other side. We're acquiring an extra day's worth of listener revenue that's basically being pulled out in advance from next year. I think that's a little problematic. Two other points. The first is that Phil had said something about the average daily pledges being lower for the 26-day fund drive, so he thinks we probably can stop way before October 19th because these numbers are so conservative. I just want to point out, I mean, the difference between the numbers, in July 2012, we did $30,000 a day, $335 for 11 days, and of course that's not including the LA and Fresno, which of course brought it down below $300,000 net. But we're talking about the total gross, which was good, which was better than we had been doing. So I see that for this October fund drive, we're taking that figure down to $28,000, but if you roll through the rest of the year, you'll see that it's creeping up. In December, we're using a $29,000 a day average. In February, we're using a $31,000 a day average, which actually is even higher than we did in July 2012, which had been higher than we were doing. And by May, which is usually our worst fund drive of the year, we're presuming $31,500 daily, which is even higher than we did the previous July, which we all admitted was a pretty good fund drive. So I'm concerned that even if we were to use those lower numbers for just this one fund drive, that it's going to catch up with us later in the year because it is higher than our historical averages substantially. And I'm not sure that we should be varying our expected daily gross by, it looks like, almost $3,500 a day at various points in the fund drive, at various points throughout the year. It doesn't seem quite to be based on historical data, and it seems a bit like it's putting us on target to fall behind later in the year. The last point that I would make is that a 26-day fund drive is a pretty long fund drive. And it would seem to me that while there's lots of reasons to stop fund driving by around October 19th, October 20th, as anticipated, that we may benefit a little from working with a 24 or 25-day fund drive and no more than that, or even 23. We have no other fund drive that year that's scheduled for more than 23, so I don't quite know why we're going out there with the 26 days. And perhaps look at moving some of those September days into December, where we are only fundraising for 5 days in what is, in fact, the biggest month of the year for charitable donations, and probably the world would not end if we did it for 6 or 7 days.
or going with the 23 or taking the 23-day fund drives in January and May and making them 24 so that we're not basically going into our fall fund drive, which is very close to our August, to our July-August fund drive. It's a very close window. I mean, we only stopped fundraising in August 2nd. Now we're starting again September 24th. That's 6 weeks apart, and making that our longest fund drive of the year, which from the point of view of listener retention is horrible because you want to space things out as much as humanly possible. So ideally, maybe you do better by adding a day or two in February and in May when you've got 3 months spacing instead of taking the time of year when we have 6 weeks of spacing and making that the longest and most painful fund drive of the year. So I'm going to advocate that these 6 or 7 days probably can be reallocated throughout the course of the rest of the year and that we should still be able to stop fundraising by October 19th as planned, which is 2 weeks before the election. To me, I think what we're doing here, which is stealing a little bit of revenue from the future and, you know, structuring our fund drive somewhat poorly, will, I think, backfire in lots of ways. In addition to the impact on KPFK, which we've already discussed, and which I don't think we should minimize, because I think it is real down there, and it is something that they're suffering from, and it is something that we have to pay attention to as a network if we're going to continue to syndicate programming between the two stations. That's all for me. Summer, you were next on the stack.
Hi, yes. I guess, you know, just to go back to the overlapping fund drive, the issue really isn't what anybody says on the air. It's just functionally it adds weeks of additional fund drive to the KPFK experience. I don't think most listeners are paying close attention to hear that, like, we're not really in fund drive, we're just kind of sort of in fund drive, and in 2 weeks the real fund drive will start. I don't think they care. I think it comes across as being in fund drive for, you know, 5, 6, 7 weeks straight sometimes, and then we start up fund drive all over again, and we're off cycle, and we do the exact same thing on the next fund drive. So our listeners in Los Angeles have the experience of only having, like, a month off between fund drives all the time. And I think that has to stop in some way. Whether or not we get it stopped in time for this fund drive, from, you know, my conversations over there, the news department, you know, does do it sort of spontaneously through the news and they're not able to simply cut out their pitch and give us a news package that doesn't contain that pitch. I don't know if Mitch can or not, but certainly with the news that seems to be a problematic situation. So I still feel that we need to sync up the fund drive or do something about the programming. If we were going to preempt the news for a week of fund drive, well, then we'd need a local news product in its place, most likely. So, and the thing about, you know, stealing revenue from the upcoming year, I mean, I remember we did that with Kay, I want to say, like, 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Fund drive got moved up 2 weeks, and it was purely to balance out an unbalanced fiscal year that was going to end in the red, and so the fund drive got moved up 2 weeks, and that's what happened to the following fiscal year. It got moved up 2 weeks. So it is, to an extent, doing that, yes, is just moving the money around to make sure that you can close your books without a deficit. So it does impact the following fiscal year because you then have to move up that year's fund drive at the end as well. So I don't think we're going to necessarily get this resolved tonight, but, you know, I'm happy to try and see if there's a way to harmonize this, but so far in the last, like, 3 years since this has been happening, there has never been a point at which those fund drives have been harmonized. So I think it's just a real problem for the KPFK listeners because it effectually puts us into having a length of fund drive along the lines of what WBAI does, you know, 120, 130 days per year. So I do think it's something we have to fix. And the manipulation of numbers or moving them back and forth, I mean, it is what it is, you know. If you move your fund drive in the fall up into September, you're going to balance out part of the end of your fiscal year. It's just that simple, and it's going to come out of the following fiscal year. So,
Kim, to the stack for a quick question or comment.
Well, we're trying to close this up, but okay. But you are the final word here.
Okay. Andrew or somebody, doesn't Mitch upload his stuff to AudioPort, his programs on AudioPort?
You mean the actual program that goes down to Los Angeles?
Oh, whatever program. Let me put it this way. What does he upload to AudioPort every day?
He goes live real time to to Los Angeles. The audio port goes up and then is replayed back later. He goes live to...
I understand. Well, when he uploads it to audio port, he obviously doesn't do it with his fun drive pitch in it. What does he do with his fun drive pitch when he uploads it to audio port every day for the affiliates to use?
That's a good question.
Yes. Can you get back to us on that? Because that may be a solution for Mitch's show. And I'll tell you, on KPFK, you know, when our drive is doing badly, we take off your news, guys. We take it off. They rerun Democracy Now because that gets, you know, more money for us. So the sacred cow of having to have 6 o'clock news with Mark Miracle, you know, like just, you want guys like that up there, it's a tough pill down here. He's not a good pitcher.
Okay, Kim.
So, anyways, I'm really, again, this is sort of deceptive about how much money you're going to make this year based on adding all these fun drive days and adding drives to next year. We're not dealing with real, you know, like, you guys are improving. Yes, it's no, you're adding fun drive days in order to make these numbers, and I'm uncomfortable with this. I'm done. Thank you.
Okay, at this point, because we've gone longer than we should have, I'm going to suggest that we reopen the stack on the technology stuff about which we had some questions, and we have this spreadsheet to kind of work through. My recollection was that Alex was on the stack for that, and our Paul was on the stack for that, and Ken was on the stack for that. Is anybody else on the stack for that?
Bill.
Our Paul's not on the stack for that.
Okay, then Bill replaces our Paul. Why don't we start with Alex, then we'll go to Bill, then we'll go to Ken. Alex, you're up.
Okay. I've been looking at all these items on the spreadsheet that seem to relate to the website. The first one is, of course, the item called Website Expenses, line 143. That seems awfully high to me, $31,200. We budget at WBAI something like $7,000 for website expenses. The other line items I was looking at, and I'm not sure how all these are related, but you have an item there called Internet Cable, line 96, which is budgeted for $33,000. We don't even have such an item. I assume this is all related to the website somehow. Maybe you're maintaining your own servers or something. And then finally, there's the computer maintenance, which we have that. That doesn't seem outrageous. It's a little bit higher than ours. We come in around close to, under 30,000, and this one is 36,000. But if you add all those items together, we're close to $100,000 for things related to computers and website, and I'm wondering how that could be explained when at WBAI we managed to have a very, really good website, and I would say much better design than computers for a fraction of the cost.
Is that towards me, Roger?
Yes, it is. You're the person in charge, but other people can speak
up. Yeah, I can't
speak
to WBAI's website, but with regards to the category website expenses under KPFA, yes, there is actually quite a bit in there that is not directly related to the website or various websites. We actually maintain several, and we do have one server in an internet colo. The reasons that this category is called website expense are historical, and we're kind of tied to it because that's the way Pacifica's categories are organized. So we're trying to move things around so it's more representative. But if you want a perhaps more accurate reflection of where the money goes in KPFA IT, I would just refer you to the LSB presentation I made in November, which is on the kpfa.org or the lsb.kpfa.org site.